This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Last Friday, presidential elections in Sri Lanka concluded with surprising results. The decade-long government of President Mahinda Rajapakse came to an end. His popular administration had become increasingly accused of repression, nepotism and corruption. The elections brought to power Maithripala Sirisena, a one-time ally of Rajapakse, who defected from government in November last year. He formed a broad coalition that took power at the presidential level. Rajapakse had called for presidential elections 2 years earlier than necessary, expecting to win them. But what happened? Ichal Supriyadi is the executive director of the Asian Network for Free Elections. We asked him what made this election different from previous ones.
I want to highlight the first thing. This election is commendable because if we compare with the last three elections, this was like a very unique situation where there's allegation and report from different of election monitoring groups. In the past, election used his powers in the government and public affairs, machinery, money, facilities as well. But this time, the kind of things also happened. You can reflect from the report of domestic monitoring groups, and Anpre also witnessed abuse of the public facilities to boost his campaigns using. But then again, what I want to highlight this time is the Election Commission really working professionally. They really put their feet on the fields. They stop all the attempts, every attempts of the fraud. And then violence, which just happens, victims. The Election Commission really promotes to prosecute of the perpetrators, try to remove the illegals, the presence of the massive domestic election monitor that makes this time is different. So although such of things happening, plus intimidation maybe in the north and the east, but then again, everything can be recorded. The warning from Election Commission can really deter the numbers of the fraud and violations. So I think compared with the previous election, this can be considered as more peaceful, more less frauds, violations recorded by the stakeholders.
As Supriyadi pointed out, the Election Commission played a pivotal role in ensuring a cleaner and peaceful election this time round. He cites its professionalism as a reason for the relative success of the vote. We also asked Supriyadi about the voter turnout and what it says about the politics of contemporary Sri Lanka.
I didn't see any official numbers yet, but then again, during the election day, they say over 70%, which is slightly still less than the previous elections. I think there's a factors. This time, the Tamil groups looking Maithripala Sirisena as a chance for them. And also earlier, the Tamil National Alliance Party also has expressed their support and alliance to the opposition candidates. So that's really burst the turnout maybe in the north and the east where actually the majority Tamil located. But then again, at the same time, there is a slight reduced number of the government officials who voted. You can, at least the under observation can see from the postal vote numbers, at least we saw around 15 to 20% those officials who are registered under postal votes are still not casting their votes. So it means they decided, they lost the right, and then they don't vote neither Mahinda Rajapaksa nor Maithripala.
Next, we turn to Nilantha Ilangamuva, a journalist with the Sri Lankan Guardian, a portal that was blocked 3 years ago by the Sri Lankan government. Nilantha now lives in Hong Kong. We asked him about the long-term dynamics of democracy on the island.
Because thing is, we have faced a severe and long-term civil war in the country. So we had the three wars, basically. During those scenario, where political ideology and the idea of opposition and other, the kind of norm of democracy are being demoralized. So people cannot understand about what are our rights. Because thing is, they have the common enemies within their itself to overcome. LTT was finished off in 2009. So at that time, it was the particularly main problem occupied everyone in the country. Therefore, they can't think about the real opposition politics or real the politics which based on the norms of democracy. So that is how we lost the opposition. So that is how we cannot find someone who can the counter to the Rajapaksa. So it was end. It was end in 2009. Then people are being opening. So they lost the framework, and they lost the fear of the LTT and other kind of stuff. And they started thinking. So 5 years is more than enough to people to think about what we had to do, how we had to do, what are the future we had to plan, how should be the system work, and who can drive the system into the where our expectation work. So that is how it's imagined. That is how. Actually, the point is, at this point, Rajapaksa himself has failed to understand this kind of political understanding will develop in the society. That is why he just continues his oppressive policies against the people while allowing large scale of corruptions and abusing powers and directing country towards the kind of country where we are seen in Africa and other places.
As Nilantha explained, Rajapaksa misunderstood the fact that his own citizens were developing immaturity in their approach to democratic politics. Rajapaksa also failed to understand their developing aspirations. So what expectations do they have of the current government? Well, the first task for the new president is to build a government. Nilantha explains what is being done now.
So he already named the cabinet, and it is included 27 cabinet ministers. Apart from that, there are state ministers and deputy ministers. If you look at the list of the ministers, you don't have to panic or you don't have to be upset about them, because they are the most of people have the serious experiences in politics, and also most of them are former ministers as well, and they already knew that how the system works. So, and also compared to the earlier the jumbo cabinet, now we have the 25 ministers. And it is a remarkable change or remarkable the decision made by the president himself, according to what he has promised during the campaign in his 100 days program.
There are many challenges ahead for the new president. For the moment, President Maithripala has formed an interim government consisting of the Sri Lanka Freedom Party, or SLFP, and the United National Party, or UNP. It's important to note here that Rajapaksa is not out of the picture yet, as his party will participate in the coming general election to be held in 100 days.
The particularly best challenge, now we have interim government. They were appointed by the president according to the constitution. But in 100 days, we have to go for a general election. And for the general election, it's going to be the real battle between the two parties, including the SLFP and the UNP. Now they are together. And then during the general election, there will be the fight as two parties. So that's the real challenge. Particularly the challenge the president is facing is the taking the real power of the party that he represents, which is SLFP. And now it was headed by the former president, Mahinda Rajapaksa. And now he is doing his best to regain power within the party, which is necessary for him to stand up again, which is impossible and you're concerned about the real political situation in the country. But there are possibilities for him to come up again. Because if he win the real battle within the party, Sri Lanka Freedom Party, then he can be stood up again in next general election.
Not only does President Sirisena have to rebuild the government and stabilize politics, but as Nilantha mentioned, he has a huge task in re-engineering key state institutions like the judiciary and the military, as well as deal with the grievances of the Tamil and Muslim minorities.
He has to re-engineer the system and re-engineer the state institutes like the judiciary and police and armed forces and other basic state institutes, including Sri Lanka Administrative Service as well. So those are the basic challenges that he is facing in coming few days. And also, he has the tremendous challenge of how to address the real problem what the Tamil people and Muslim people have faced in the last decade. Particularly about there are allegations on war crimes, there are allegations, many crimes were conducted by security forces and other people standard level. I mean, they have to solve the problem where the people can accept of their remedies. And also he has to win the majority of Sinhalese as well. If you compare to the, if you look at the result, the most of Sinhalese people are still with the President Rajapaksa, and a huge number of people voted him. And in that case, they can experience fully the kind of extremism and racism within the Sinhalese community, and it can be affected in the future's government and the stability of the country as well.
That was Nilantha Ilangamuva, a journalist with the Sri Lankan Guardian. We'll be following up with this story when the general elections come around in about 100 days. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.